Welcome to Incredible Healing Journals. I'm your host, Lisa Robbins, and tonight I have a very special guest. I'd like to introduce you to Brenda Cobb. Now, in 1999, Brenda was diagnosed with not one, but two types of cancer, breast and cervical cancer. Though her doctor told her she would be dead in 6 months if she didn't use conventional treatments of chemotherapy, radiation, and surgery, Brenda refused all treatment and instead healed herself using her all-natural approach with organic, raw, and living foods, detoxification, cleansing, and emotional healing. Spurred on by her experiences with cancer, Brenda has developed her Healthy Lifestyle Program to help people slow and reverse aging and heal all types of diseases. She's the founder of the Living Foods Institute in Atlanta, Georgia. Her programs have helped thousands of people from all over the world. Brenda is also a prolific writer. She has written many books, including The Living Foods Lifestyle, and was awarded an honorary cultural doctorate in therapeutic philosophy from the World University and the Phoenix Award by the City of Atlanta, as well as numerous awards from other organizations recognizing her amazing work. She is featured in several movies, including Healing Cancer from the Inside Out, Eating, and The Rave Diet, which has been used to cure both cancer and diabetes. Brenda has been heard on CNN, ABC, NBC, Fox, and numerous other television networks and radio shows. Brenda is on a mission to teach as many people as possible how to restore and maintain optimum health. Welcome, Brenda.
Thank you, Lisa. I'm so glad to be here today.
Oh, thank you for coming and sharing your story with us.
My pleasure.
Thank you, Brenda. Now, I'm just going to ask you, how did you get to where you are at this point?
Well, you know, when I was diagnosed with breast and cervical cancer in 1999, as you mentioned, my doctors wanted me to do surgery, chemo, and radiation, which many times is the typical mainstream medical approach. But I had both family and friends who had been diagnosed with similar cancers, and they had done surgery and chemo and radiation, and either the treatments had killed them or their cancers had come back with a vengeance. And I just knew that going that route would not heal me, and I wanted to look for a way that I could approach a healing of the body rather than treating the symptoms. So I began my research, and on my journey, I learned about many people and what they had done naturally. I learned about Dr. Ann Wigmore and her work. I read Edie Mae Hunsinger's book about healing cancer naturally, and that really began my journey. I was so encouraged when I read other people that had approached health through a natural way. I learned about using wheatgrass juice and energy soup and Rejuvelac and veggie kraut, and I learned about cleansing my colon and doing wheatgrass implants, and that was all very foreign to me. Mm-hmm. But I decided that I was going to release any fear and any kind of negative thoughts that I might have about it, and that I was just going to surrender to the process. My feeling was that if others have healed by taking this approach, I can too. So in 6 months, when my doctor told me that I would be dead, I was not dead. I went back to see him, and not only was I alive, but all of my cancer was completely gone, and he was so amazed that he began sending his patients to my center. When I opened the center, it was really starting with the foods, and I was thinking that it would, just with the foods alone, it would be enough. But I learned over time that there were other things that were needed, like mental thinking and emotional healing and stress management and reduction and intensive detoxification and cleansing of the body. I learned about adding herbs and essential oils and superfoods. And so I developed a protocol where people today heal even quicker than what I did. And so my journey has been one of really healing the body, mind, and the spirit. So how I got to where I am today really was listening to my own inner voice. I did a lot of praying, and I really felt that I was being guided by God to open a center and tell as many people about this, spread the word, just to let people know that they have options and they have choices, and that there is more than one way to look at an issue. And my real inner spirit always told me that in order to heal the body, the natural approach was better. I never resonated with putting a poison like chemotherapy in my body in the name of healing, because just my good sense told me that poison cannot be used in the same sentence as healing, because you, if you're poisoning the body, you can't really be healing the body.
No.
That's really how I got to where I am today. And I had to change my whole mindset and be willing to do some different things that I had never done before. I had to change my diet. I was born and raised in the South. I had eaten every conceivable animal known to man. And, of course, I ate it the way we love it in the South, fried. And I had to change all of that and give up that, you know, eating all the animals and go to a vegan diet. And rather than cooking all that food, I had to begin to eat it raw and living, sprouted. I was a great gourmet cook before I got involved in this, and so that was one of the things that I decided to do. And one of my goals was to take delicious cooked food and turn it into gourmet, raw, and living foods so that everybody would see how delicious it is to get healthy and that you're not deprived.
Right. So you obviously take a whole food approach to your healing, which is kind of what I do as well, because I love cooking, and my whole life I spent a lot of time cooking gourmet meals, but didn't realize that they weren't nearly as healthy as they could be.
Absolutely. Nutrition is such an important part of the body's healing, because we need food for energy and fuel for the body. We also need it for rebuilding the body, rebuilding the cells, and cleansing the cells. But you know, Lisa, I have found over the 13 years that I have had my center and now have helped many thousands of people from around the world to heal all types of diseases, not just cancer, but we have programs for multiple sclerosis and Parkinson's, for obesity, for schizophrenia, for bipolar disorder, for diabetes, for Alzheimer's, for attention deficit, and on, pretty much any type of disease you can imagine, even the viral diseases like AIDS, HIV, hepatitis. And nutrition is most definitely important in all of those healing protocols. But I've learned over time that actually there's five main key ingredients to healing, and that they actually come in a chronological order of most importance. And nutrition, even as important as it is, actually comes at the bottom of that list. The number one thing that is the most important for people to do to heal is to change their way of thinking, because mental thinking is more important than anything. Attitude is more important than anything. The second is emotional healing, because there is an emotional component for every disease. Just like people eat for emotional reasons, people also develop diseases based on emotional stuff that sometimes has been buried so deep for so long that they don't even realize consciously that it's there. The third reason is stress, because we know that stress can be a killer. We know that stress can cause heart attacks, it can raise blood pressure, it can cause skin eruptions, heart palpitations, so many things that stress can do. So we help our clients to manage stress and learn how to use stress in a positive rather than a negative way, because in the world that we live in, we're not going to ever get rid of stress totally, but we certainly can learn how to manage it better. And then the number four reason that people get sick and they need to work on is the cleansing and detoxification of the body, because we take on so many chemicals, additives, preservatives, colors, dyes, in food, in water, in the environment, the atmosphere. We even take in a lot of toxicity through negative relationships or jobs that we're unhappy in. So toxicity levels can build up, and they can really cause serious health issues. We've got to detox and cleanse. And then the fifth reason, which is kind of the foundation of everything, is the nutrition. And that's using organic food that is raw, so your vegetables, your nuts, your seeds, your fruits, and your sprouted living foods, which are growing when you eat them, so things like mung bean and lentil sprouts and buckwheat and sunflower sprouts, broccoli sprouts, clover sprouts are just some examples of that. And then there's a few side things that are very important, too, like taking in really good filtered alkaline water, getting fresh air, getting sunshine, really kind of approaching this holistic balance. Because here's what I found. If a person agrees to change what they're eating, and even if they decide that they're going to do a pristine, organic, raw, and living foods diet, and they're really good about following it, if they do not have the right mental attitude, if they have emotional stuff that they are not able to heal, if they're stressed out, if they're toxic, the greatest food in the world will not bring them back to perfect health and keep them there. So it really is important, I believe, that everyone understand that it's the synergy of all of this working together. If you are toxic and you just decide to start eating better food, you're putting good food on top of a toxic situation. But if you cleanse the body and you're adding the good food, which a lot of the foods can assist in cleansing too, but if you're cleansing like doing colonics, enemas, you're doing reflexology, foot bath detox, infrared sauna, some of those really good cleansing therapies, then the body is able to boost itself up, and it's also able to get more vitality from the nutrition you're putting in. So I always like to emphasize that we need to look at those five areas together and not just focus only on food.
That's very excellent. I wanted to ask you, Brenda, you mentioned the second was the emotional component, and could you advise, you know, if someone was just diagnosed with cancer or they're, you know, they're kind of feeling that they may have it or even any illness, what would you suggest someone do to kind of identify that emotional component and start to release that and get it out of the way so that they can carry on with their healing?
Lisa, many times people will ask me about emotional components for healing and what they should do or how can they really determine what emotional stuff, we'll call it, is creating a particular disease. Normally, I encourage people, if they're willing, to schedule a phone consultation with me so that I can help them and we can explore more of their individual emotional stuff, because there is an emotional component depending on if it's cancer. As an example, a lot of times there's grief, there's anger, there's repressed feelings that people are holding on to, not willing to release stuff from the past. Now, that cancer can settle in various parts of the body. If it settles in the breast, as an example, the emotional component of that can be that they're over-mothering or over-nurturing to other people, putting everyone else first, but putting themselves last and not taking care of their own needs. If it develops in the colon, it can be a lot of old guilt and old stuff being stuck and a difficulty in releasing the past. And as I'm exploring these things with the people that I'm working with, most of the time a memory will come up or something will flash for them, and I'll ask them, does this make sense? Does any of this resonate with you? And they'll say, absolutely, that's just the way I am, or, you know, I remember something that happened in a marriage or in when I was a young child. And we can repress those. Women are really good at this because we will say, if people say to us, you know, how are you doing today? We'll say, I'm doing great, I'm fine. And maybe we're really not doing fine, but we know that most people don't really want to hear the real truth about all the aches and pains we might be experiencing. back problems, as an example, when people are experiencing low back pain, usually it relates to an emotional feeling of the lack of financial support, a fear of not having enough money. When people have kidney problems, and there are various types and degrees of kidney problems, but a lot of times it is that they literally are pissed off at somebody or even at themselves. When people have allergies, the first thing I like to ask them is not what are you allergic to, who are you allergic to? Because many times it is about relationships, and that we feel kind of allergic maybe to people that we're dealing with. And it does take a little bit of time to work with this. Now, there's some good books out there you can read. There is a book by Louise Hay called You Can Heal Your Life, and that has some good information about emotional stuff. There's another good book called Feelings Buried Alive, Never Die by Carol Truman, and that can be helpful. And then many times there are forgiveness issues that are wrapped up in this. Even if we say, I have forgiven, a lot of times we can be holding on to that unforgiveness energy when we don't even realize it. And there's a book by Colin Tippin called Radical Forgiveness. And I think any of those three, and actually all three of them, I believe, are excellent reading for anyone who is wanting to begin working on healing their emotional self and really forgiving, releasing, and letting go.
If someone was just diagnosed with cancer or a disease like that, where would they start? I mean, for someone to think about going on a raw food diet when that's never even occurred to them and they've never even heard of healing, what would be the first thing that they would do?
I still believe it's important, if they will agree, that we can do a consultation about looking at the whole picture. Not everyone is ready to start at the same place, but if someone has a very serious, far advanced, let's say like a fourth stage metastasized cancer, it really is going to be even more important that they get serious very quickly. So a lot of times what I'll do is talk to them and develop a protocol that they can begin at home, beginning with diet. Now, as an example, even though you may think that fruit would normally be a very healthy thing to eat, it isn't healthy for everybody. In the case of cancer, the fruit sugar can actually feed the cancer. In a case of candida, the overgrowth of yeast in the body, sugar also can feed that. In a case of diabetes, too much sugar in fruit could be detrimental. So it's important to have an individualized program. The protocols I use are not a one-size-fits-all. We do like to individualize. If a person's willing to come to Atlanta to my Living Foods Institute, that's the first thing that I encourage them to do, to come right away so that they can get support, so they can get in the kitchen with us every day, learn how to prepare the various recipes, and specifically which recipes and foods are best for them, so that they can get the cleansing and detoxifying therapy, so that they can work in the emotional healing sessions to heal their emotional stress, and they can learn about the various herbs and so forth that are going to support their healing, and that way they don't feel alone. When people try to do something like this on their own at home, many times they can get so overwhelmed that they feel like they'll never be able to do it, when actually it's a lot easier than what you might think. And I think the support and the hands-on instruction, so as an example, if you're in the kitchen with us, you're not watching somebody prepare the recipes. You actually get to prepare the recipes yourself. Someone shows you how, and then you get to do it. And you can imagine how good that makes you feel when you realize, that's easy, I can do that. I can do that when I go back home. But a few foods that are normally beneficial to everybody are wheatgrass juice, Start by drinking an ounce of wheatgrass juice a day, and you can build up to even 3 to 4 or even up to 8 ounces, but you have to go slowly with that. We teach people how to also implant wheatgrass in the colon, which can be very healing and heal very quickly. And, you know, scientific research has actually proven that cancer cells and viruses, bacteria and germs can't live in wheatgrass juice. So wheatgrass can be helpful for cancer, but it also is helpful for many other diseases. And then there is the energy soup recipe that we use. It's not a cooked soup, but something that is blended in the Vitamix or another high-speed blending machine. And it includes sprouts, dark green leafy vegetables, a little avocado, a little apple, some sea vegetables, and some alkaline water. And it's blended into a smoothie, or you can blend it thicker and even eat it with a spoon like a soup. It's very cleansing, nourishing, rebuilding, and healing. Then there is a beverage that we teach people to make called Rejuvelac, and it is fermented, and it has a lot of friendly bacteria that not only can help to get the gut and the whole intestinal tract and the colon back in a good balanced area, but it will help to eliminate this overgrowth of fungus, mold, and yeast. And because it's fermented, it also has a lot of extra enzymes and vitamins and minerals in there. It boosts the entire body. And then the fourth food that's very powerful for what I call the boot camp healing is veggie kraut. And that is a fermented cabbage kraut made with cabbage, juniper berries, and sea vegetables. Very easy to make, and it keeps for quite a while in the refrigerator. And I recommend that everyone eat at least a few tablespoons of that each day, even up to half a cup to a cup a day. And that can also help in restoring the beneficial bacteria to the colon. You know, a lot of people don't realize it, Lisa, but the colon produces its own B12. But it cannot produce B12 if it does not have enough friendly bacteria there to do it. So a lot of people get confused thinking that the only place they get B12 is from eating meat or animal products. But that's not correct. When you do have the right amount of friendly bacteria in your colon, you're going to produce B12.
Brendan, can you tell us more about your Living Foods Institute? And particularly interested in, you have a teacher course. We have a lot of different courses there. So if people want to, like you say, have some help and not just go on their own, but if they want to come down to Atlanta and go to your program, what would be their first step?
Well, they can go to the website at livingfoodsinstitute.com, and they can look over the various course options and packages. They can read about the center. They can take a virtual tour to see the center. They can read some testimonies from some of the many students who've been and just get acquainted. But I do personally like to speak to people who are wanting to come to the center. And a lot of times people are very surprised when they get a call back from me, or when they are talking, they'll say, is this the real Brenda Cobb? Or I can't believe I'm talking to Brenda Cobb. I thought I would probably hear from an assistant or a secretary. But I do personally like to speak to people who are coming and find out about them and what are they wanting to accomplish, because we have a lot of options. You know, we have, for people wanting to come in and just get a little bit of a taste, we have a 3-day program and a 5-day program. For people that want to come in a little bit longer, we have a great 10-day program. And then for people really wanting to come to heal, we have a 12-day program. And for those who want to become certified to teach, they want to be an educator, take this back to their community, help empower others, we have an educator certification program, which is a 24-day course. So we do have something for everybody. Now, a lot of our teachers come in the beginning because they have their own health issues that they want to address and heal, but they also want to be able to teach and help others. So when they come to the first level of their 12-day program, we will be concentrating on helping them to heal and get their help where they need it. And then when they come back for the second 12 days, we teach them how to teach others. And since everything we do is hands-on, whether you're coming for a program just for your own personal health or healing, or whether you're coming to learn how to teach others too, you're going to get to do everything hands-on. Our teachers that are in their learning and in their classes are actually teaching real students in real classes and real situations. We believe in that rather than people just coming in and sitting at a desk and getting lectured all day. We think that some lecture along with putting it to use is the best way to empower people. And then I do consultations with people, and the various course options have consultations included so that I can mentor and help people. I do private coaching because sometimes people will come in from different states and other countries, and they may need some ongoing mentoring, coaching, and help. So I'm available to do that as well. And I guess the first step would be to either go to the website and just take a look, and then give us a call, and let's have a chat about it. You can send us an email. My email address is brenda@livingfoodsinstitute.com, or you can send an email to info@livingfoodsinstitute.com. And if they'd like to call, we have a toll-free number, and that is 800-844-9876. And then if they get a voice message, just leave the name and number, and we will call them back, answer all their questions, and help them make the right decision for themselves.
Oh, that's perfect. What about accommodation? Do they stay at the center, or do they stay outside?
They don't stay at the center. We have the hundreds of nearby hotels and private homes. A lot of our previous students, as well as our staff and therapists, rent rooms in their home if you like to stay in a private home. But we have every type of hotel and every price range nearby the center. Another thing I'd like to mention is that we do welcome donations to our scholarship fund. And so if people want to come to the center and they need some financial assistance with some scholarship donations to help pay part of their tuition, all they've got to do is ask, and we're happy to check on that for them and see what type of scholarship funds may be available to give them their assistance. We want to make it as possible as we can for everybody to get to us if they want to come.
Okay, that's excellent. And I'll make sure when I put your video here on the page, I'll put the link about donations and the other links below because that's an excellent idea. So, thank you so much, Brenda. That was great. There's a lot of information to help people here, and I know it's going to be very helpful.
Thank you so much.